89. Yep. Today, very few lighthouses remain in operation, their sweeping beams replaced by flashing LED lights, new cost-effective steel frame towers, and GPS navigation. Often reduced to lonely landmarks, lighthouses remain in various stages of ruin in a test against time. In 2006, the sound of pounding hammers and buzzing saws reverberated throughout a tranquil island in Lake Superior. Wind, weather, and time had all taken their toll on Raspberry Island Lighthouse in the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore. From painters to plasterers, over 50 different types of tradespeople plied their talents to this complex and exhausting. That's all right. Just don't tell me you lost all of it. Okay, good. Well, you know the old adage, if you don't have it in three places, you don't have it in television. Okay, today very few operations. And do you want me to label this anything? 89. Today, very few lighthouses. Okay. Today, very few lighthouses remain in operation. Their sweeping beams replaced by flashing LED lights, new cost-effective steel frame towers, and GPS navigation. Often reduced to lonely landmarks, lighthouses remain in various stages of ruin in a test against time. In 2006, the sound of pounding hammers and buzzing saws reverberated throughout a tranquil island in Lake Superior. Wind, weather, and time had all taken their toll on Raspberry Island Lighthouse in the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore. From painters to plasterers, over 50 different types of tradespeople plied their talents to this complex and exacting project, a rehab 100 years in the making. A federal grant awarded to the National Park Service assured that Raspberry Island Lighthouse would not go extinct. Okay. Gum, that'll get my spit going. If I could open it.
That's right.